This is a setting the bar story first, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Okay. So I bet lots of plumbers have dreamed of doing this. Interesting to ponder who's at fault here in this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without not paying the plumber, causing him to come back and re-clog your drain, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this...
oh, no, no, no.
This happened right over there in Evansville.
Indiana. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hoosiers. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, so this plumbing company, they re-clogged the pipe at this Thai bistro over there in Evansville. So I guess their grease trap was overflowing. They hired the company to deal with it. They cleared the clog, charged them $235. The restaurant paid. All good. But the pipe got clogged like 3 days later. So again, plumber came back, cleared the pipe a second time. They charged him again, and they charged him more this time because they said it was an emergency and not during normal hours. So they charged him $390.
Oh gosh.
The restaurant was like, no, we're not going to pay.
Because it had like a 3 day, result.
Like literally
more than a 3 day result.
Right. So literally they're like, it clogged 3 days after you unclogged it. So the plumber came back the next day, access the pipe from outside, installed a balloon, and inflated it so it couldn't drain.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's probably not the best customer service. So
listen, here's the operations manager for the restaurant talking about what happened. And then you're going to hear a little bit of the plumber telling his side of the story, too.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. It's like, okay, is this really happening?
So this was the first invoice, basically explaining all the work he did. And then this is the second one, basically doing the same exact work, and he charges double.
If we were to leave the balloon in there, it would overflow the restaurant with water, dirty water that's going down the grease trap. And basically, we would have to shut down.
I don't have a magic wand I can wave and remove all of the garbage and debris from the drain line. We can snake it. We can verify that it's open and working correctly, which is what we did.
Yeah, so.
Sounds like they need new pipes. If they're getting clogged 3 days after getting unclogged.
So yeah, so basically.
Might want to consider that. But that was not the best way to handle it customer service-wise.
Yeah, so basically the plumbing company wouldn't remove the balloon until they got paid, the kitchen paid, and then filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. So
yeah, that's probably, you're going to leave a bad review about that.
Yeah.
That's probably then going to come back and bite the plumbing company.
But like.
Plus the news coverage.
But petty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, petty much?
Yes, yeah. Like, mayor of Pettyville right there.
All right, you're not going to pay us? Well, guess what? I'm going to come back and re-clog it.
And what happens if that would have, like, flooded the restaurant and had caused them to shut down? And like, I feel like that could be...
Sure, there's a lot of what-ifs with this.
Yeah, you could sue over that.
Yeah. So, again, a little setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without not paying the plumber, causing him to come back and re-clog your drain, you're doing okay. Or maybe even the setting the bar is for the plumbing company going, hey, if you can not be so petty and go back to a place that you've just cleared their pipes and re-clog it because they're saying, hey, you should have done it right the first time.
Sure.
Then you're doing okay.
But then also maybe the restaurant looks at getting new pipes. If they're getting clogged again after getting unclogged so quickly, maybe then that might also, remove the need to have the plumbers come so often.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. But what I'd love to focus on now are...
more pettiness?
Yes. 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 What's the petty thing you've done to get back at someone? I mean, maybe it was business to business like this, or maybe it was like coworker or relationship or something like that.
Ex,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of different lanes we could go down with that.
Yeah. 502-795-1997 is our number. Your pettiness on display with your stories next.